When Stephen Colbert takes over for The Late Show on CBS, he'll have a partner in crime in bandleader John Batiste. That's Batiste, a jazz pianist, playing the melodica there, actually, and hamming it up with members of his band Stay Human in a preview ad for the show. Batiste is from New Orleans, and here to talk about his style and the role of jazz in late night is Christian McBride, composer, bassist, and host of NPR's Jazz Night in America. Welcome back, Christian.
How you doing, Audie?
Good. So tell us about John Batiste. His band is called Stay Human. What makes them a good fit for late night?
Well, as you can hear from that clip you just played, they have so much spirit. They have so much energy. If you've ever seen John Batiste live, he's a born showman. He seems tailor-made for television. And every time I've ever seen him perform, he never fails to get the crowd very inspired and very much into what's happening.
He actually appeared on the Colbert Report in 2014 and actually took the audience out into the street, which is
right,
pretty great.
Right.
We actually have a little clip of a song from his album Social Music. The song's called Express Yourself. Christian, what are we hearing there? Kind of where is he in the world of jazz?
Well, Jonathan, I think in the world of jazz, he's still in the early stages. You know what I mean? He's only 28, and Jonathan's only been on the scene for maybe about the last 6 or 7 years. You know, played in Roy Hargrove's band for a while. So I think the peak of his career is still in front of him.
And he's really into the kind of audience interaction and call and response, which is very New Orleans.
Very much so. You mentioned that time when he performed on the Colbert Report and he took the audience outside. Lionel Hampton was known to do that. And, you know, back in the 1940s and early 50s, there's these great stories about how he took his band out of the Apollo Theater and went up and down 125th Street.
Wow.
And now Jonathan is the only one that I know of who has picked up that mantle to go that extra mile, literally and figuratively. That joy of human interaction comes through in his music. And I think that's exactly why Colbert picked him to be his band leader.
You know, Batiste is joining another tradition, and that is the kind of jazz band leader on the late night show, right? Being the house band. There's always been this relationship between jazz and comedy, but when did the role of band leader go from, like, bumpers and theme music having to be part of the program, right, along with the host?
Well, if you look at the history of late night television, you could actually start with Steve Allen, because when Steve Allen became a late night talk show host, he was very well known to be a jazz lover. He himself played piano. He always had people like Miles Davis on the show. But then when Johnny Carson took over the Tonight Show from Jack Parr in 1962, Carson himself, a drummer, was always in love with jazz. His original band leader was the pianist Skitch Henderson, and Doc Severinsen was the trumpeter in the band. So when Skitch Henderson left the show, Doc Severinsen took over, and that was probably the most popular example of band leader slash straight man, you know, in the history of late night television.
And I want to play a clip from that time. This is from 1979, and here the two are just chatting about Thanksgiving. It's like on the eve of Thanksgiving.
Can you give me whatever you're taking tonight?
I know this clip.
You want to give me a hit on that, whatever it is?
I can't give you any, but I'll sell you some.
Now, I didn't give people a lot of context there, because the thing is the laughter,
right?
Like the chemistry and the laughter. Carson is genuinely entertained by him, and that was a bigger role for a band leader.
Well, Carson, of course, his chief second for his entire career was Ed McMahon, but there were many times when Ed McMahon wasn't on the show, and Doc Severinsen would kind of slip in as, I won't say Ed's substitute, but now he became the main straight man.
So can you give us an example of a pairing that didn't really work out?
Well, probably the most popular example of two personalities not exactly working is Jay Leno and Branford Marsalis. Now, I've been good friends with Branford for many, many years. He's very much like a big brother to me. And when he first took over the show in 1992, I think that most of us were, we were surprised, because we knew that being the band leader of a talk show, you know, you have to be the butt of the star of the show's jokes. And just knowing Branford and his personality, we all went, I wonder how that's going to work, you know?
You actually sent us a clip that may reveal a little bit of what was going on.
When we want to relax, we just go down to the band lodge, you know? It's
the
not
band what?
The band lodge. It's not like a really...
Lodge or lounge?
L-O-D-G-E, lodge. It's the band lounge. Yeah, the band lounge.
What happens when you come
into
rehearsal a quarter to five?
There's that little dig at the end when you show up to rehearsal late. And Marcella said something about reading the cue cards. And,
oh,
you know,
boy.
It just, when you look at it, it's even a little bit more awkward seeing their faces.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, sometimes it just doesn't work and it's all good. You know, Branford wound up resuming his career away from television, and he's been such a major success and inspiration to many people. And then Kevin Eubanks took over, and he had an amazing run as the band leader and Jay's chief second. So it all worked out in the end.
So what will you be looking for tonight? What will you be looking for in terms of rapport between Colbert and Batiste?
I have no idea what to expect. You know, John is such an effervescent spirit, and I know just on general principle, he can't be that big of a shining star on this show. You know what I mean? It's Colbert is a star, and Jonathan is going to have to be the Ed McMahon. So I'm very curious to see how that's going to all work.
Yes, just even the choice of suit color alone. I feel like I've seen John Batiste in many a primary color.
That's right. I don't think he's going to be able to come on there with those lime green suits and the canary yellow suits.
You never know.
He might try it. I don't know. And if he does it, I'm sure Colbert will find a clever way to work it into the show.
Well, Christian McBride, thank you so much for talking with us.
Always a pleasure talking with you.
That's jazz bassist Christian McBride, host of NPR's Jazz Night in America.
I can't give you anything but love.
Support for Jazz Night in America comes from the Wincote Foundation.
But you don't want